So let's review the facts. All right. Was that to review the facts?
Yeah.
Your mouth is full. I know.
No.
Roth, what are the facts?
No. Refuse Ben Utam. Joshua Todd and Pat.
What's the prohibition we're dealing with?
We're talking about whether. So we're talking about the Isurim with bread and the Isurim with.
Well, overall, it's called,
the overall thing is Bishlakim.
Bishlakim, thank you. Okay, so now there's two possibilities, right? Just learning, reading outside. One possibility is that the original Gezerah was on Pas, okay? That they originally was Gozer on bread. And then, later on, they were Gozer on everything else cooked by a gun. Okay, I don't care about the differences right now, the nuances between baking and cooking. But the point is, what came first? First came the decree on bread, and then later on, the decree on cooked foods. But it seems like most Shitas say no. Most Shitas say that what came first? Cooked foods, right? And Pas came second. Right? And then the question is, within Pas coming second, so you have two possibilities. Either you're going to say Pas came second because it's a weaker form of Chasnas, okay? A weaker form of whatever this idea of Chasnas is, or this socializing to intermarriage issue. No, Chasnas. Whatever it is that it's some sort of intermarriage. What? Wedding, right, what I'm saying, but whatever that idea is, hold on. Or do you say, no, it's because of Chayin Nefesh, which means that they could never have Asered Pas first, because if they Asered bread, people need bread to live. People would starve if it weren't for, if they made bread prohibitive.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you, so, what's the problem with this? What are the problems? What are the various problems? Okay, so one problem is that this is a factual debate, and we don't like factual debates as a general rule. Those are very difficult because there's really no svar for it. It's just a purely historical issue. Luckily, though, the Rishonim give us some crumbs to show us that where there is a historical aspect to it, right, there is a question of which came first. But the fact is that it's not simply history, but there's some svar guiding each position to say why one would come first versus the other. So that's what you have to answer. Why would you say Pas should come first, or why would you say that Shlakos should come first? No, trape's not the issue here. It's not an issue of trape. Question is, what is the problem with Bishlakim? What is the issue? What? That's, we will get to that, though. Hold on.
Does everybody agree it leads to marriage?
Well, for now, yes. Really, no, but for now, yes. 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 So what's that problem? What's funny about this Isser to begin with? It's a strange prohibition. So, okay, so that's good. So now the pieces of the puzzle are going to start coming together. So you want to say that you can't aser talking to a non-Jew, right? Okay. But that you can't do. Chazal can do that. They can't say it's forbidden for you to talk to non-Jews. What you can say, right? But you do sense that there's an idea of we don't want a certain type of experience to emerge. We don't want a certain type of social experience. And you're suggesting that food would be the facilitator to produce that. And you're saying, so why? Because food is? Well, which is all good. And food is a glue of sorts. In other words, you see that by benching. There's an idea of why you bench on why you have a zimun. There's an idea that when you eat together, I'm putting pasta aside for a second. When you eat together, there's some type of social phenomenon that takes place. That's great. There's only one problem though, right? What's the forget you? I don't know. What do we know one thing for sure? Well, this is not an issur of treifus. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with the food. Okay. Right. No, wait a second. But we're not saying, we're not saying there's a problem with the food. The substance isn't the problem. It's not a problem with treifus, right? That's for sure, right? So, but that's true. What is this called? This is called what? Bishlakim. So what's odd about that? What could they have answered? Okay, cooking. What are they specifically targeting? For now, look at cooking as both bread and food. To make it simple, all foods, right? What are they saying? As simple as possible. It's clear from this terminology. Forget what everyone says. Bishlakim means if the goy makes for you a lasagna, can you eat the lasagna? No. If the goy brings over a basket of fruits, can you have the fruits? Why? That's what you have to answer. What's the differentiation? If the problem is intermingling and you're telling me that food is a facilitator and food's a social experience, so then it should be ochel akum. All right. What is it about bishul? That what's happening here by cooking the food, it reflects a certain, it's a good terminology, investment. There's a certain investment that guy's putting into the food, right? And I'll prove that that's the case. If a guy comes over with a basket of fruit, you're going to say, that's nice. If a guy comes over with lasagna, wow, that's really good, right? Okay. But you see, now let's take that point and put it into halachic terminology. Right? If you do that, then we have a working concept that we can play with and start applying in the cases. So what are they? So what is it about Bishl though?
Emotional aspect of adding to creating a new identity.
What do you mean by creating a new identity? It's good. What do you mean? What do you mean? Bishl takes a food that is inedible and renders it become edible. Right? It does. When I take a food and I render it from inedible to edible, that's why you're happy when the guy comes over with lasagna. Because if you can have a lasagna raw, I know lasagna's not the best case, but you can have it raw. No, you can have a steak raw. If a guy brings over a piece of meat, you can't eat that, right? If a guy cooks the food, in producing the edibility, they're taking the idea of production of edibility and saying that reflects the effort. That reflects a certain investment that the guy has in this food, right? And in doing so, that's why it's a different social experience. You don't have that social experience when it comes to apples. Doesn't mean that's a proof it's not in the substance. If a guy brings over apples, it doesn't mean you're not happy to have the apples, right? But halacha has to have some method to take this phenomenon, this concern of social interaction, future, whatever, leading to intermarriage, all that other stuff, and give it some type of structure. So what's the structure? Bishl. Because bishl means the guy is now taking the food, his effort, the effort of taking it from inedible to edible, that's where they're going to target as the issue, right? But it's not in the substance. If you think it's in the substance, you can't go through the sugya. It's all about the process. Everything has to do with the process. Every case that's going to come up has to do with understanding the guy's relationship to the process and your relationship to the process as well. You understand? So that's the first step you have to take here. The first step is that, what's the issue? The issue is bishul. Why bishul? Bishul means I'm taking the food from inedible to edible, and that reflects a certain investment of the guy. That's how we create a shear. We need some shear to rely on to say, this is a food, this is a process that reflects a certain, investment by the guy. Yes. Right. So you say breaking bread, right? So what does breaking bread tell you? Because insofar as foods are, insofar as that which you build a suda off of, what's the essential food?
Bread
is the ultimate expression of social experience. You start off with bread. So that's a very simple idea, because what would you say? Pasta is the initial gezera, and all the cooked foods, from a social standpoint, are always going to be...
Is that not just a Jewish thing?
No, it's a general thing.
I know they give you that bread,
but
why is that?
I don't know, because bread is a staple. It's what you build, but you build your suda off bread. That's a universal idea. So the fact is, if that's true, that's really the core social experience right there. So everything else would emerge from that. That's easy, right? It's the other side that's a problem. Why would you say shlokas should come first? The Aruch HaShulchan says, and Kufya Gimel, no, let me read it quickly. Kufya Gimel Sepes, he says in the middle, he goes, maybe the reason why, V'efshar Shataima Hu Lama Hikilu Bepas Lo Beshlakas, Mishun De Beshlakas Yesh Shnei Ta'amim, Upas Lo Shayach HaChashash HaSheni Ma'achilas Davar Isser. Right, Depas Nira Lehejah Mashi Yesh Bo, Lo Chem Beshlakas, right? But what's he saying there? What's he trying to say? What? No, two potential, right. So I'm saying, what he's introducing the idea is that lack of exclusivity can determine primacy. Exactly. So he's showing you that by pas, what you're saying by pas, I think what you're saying is the Ritva, and what you're saying is Tosfos, okay? You're saying by the Ritva, I think that's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva is going to say that what do we say by pas? That we're going to say that since it's Chai Nefesh, so you're saying there's an alternate function with the food. So in order to create a Xira, you want the decree to be Chal upon the food that exclusively expresses the problem, right? Not a food that has one aspect of it expresses the problem. It's true it's that you're Koveya Suda too, but there's another function it has. So that alternate function, you're not going to choose, even though they agree that insofar vis-a-vis the Suda itself is concerned, of course passes the bread's the Iker thing. No question about it. But insofar as the idea of what they're trying to express by Bishul Akum, you want the food that has that exclusivity to it.
Why is he saying
I'll tell you what I told you to say. Say it, Levi. There's no question, there is an idea. Even though the guy may put in more actual physical effort to making the bread, but it's true that the guy, the way you relate to it is different. But why? But it could be because what you're saying. You see, what is pas? What did you make for the guy? You made him pas, right? But isn't, how can you tell me, let's see the way I put it down here. I put it like nicely here. In other words, like this, yeah. In other words, what? Well, he says what I said, right? All right. The question is pas an improved food, right? As a food, can you apply the idea of improvement to pas? Or isn't that what it is?
No, I go outside to New York, I start a fluid, I said, we're going to make some nice biscuits.
How's that any different from a slice steak?
Oh, so that's exactly what the difference is. In other words, he's saying, there's still some chassis by pas. By steak, what would you say by steak? And when a guy sees a steak, he says, oh, look what the guy did. The guy took the raw meat and put the spices on and grilled it and all this effort he put in to make this new thing called steak, this new cooked steak.
So his thing doesn't work anymore because when you see meat, you see steak.
No, you don't. No, that's not true.
Right? You see a dead cow, you see steak.
No, that's not true. It's not true. In other words, I don't think so. First of all, that's not true. You don't see a cow. That's the point I'm trying to make in the beginning. What we can walk away from at this point is understanding that, again, according to Tosfos, the idea of the shinui via tafshil is not expressed by pas the same way it's expressed by regular tafshil. According to the Ritva is going to say, that's why I think it's machlokus. The Ritva is saying no. The Ritva is saying it's the introduction of another factor is the reason why. It's not the exclusive expression of bishul. The Machlokas Tosfos is, do you say that vis-a-vis Pas itself, people don't relate to it as a Shinui Tafshel, like they do as a regular Tafshel? Like, by regular Tafshel, it's like, wow, I made lasagna. You don't see it by Pas away. Or do you say, no, do you say that once you introduce some variable other than it's Koveya Suda, that's why Shlokas have come first. But what do we see for sure walking out of this? You see one thing. You see that the idea of Bishul Akum is a certain social phenomenon that emerges vis-a-vis the cooking of food. Okay, the effort. What do you mean? No, because our Gemara, Lama Zayin Amavetz. The Gemara says Shlokos, not immediately. Read Gemara.
You want me to read?
Sure, read the Gemara.
All right. From
the Hashlokos Mahan Emili.
Hashlokos Mahan Emili.
That's a big problem. Why is Mahan Emili a big problem? Come on, what's the problem with that?
He's already said it.
No, it's a Dorabanan. What's the Gemara looking for? What do you mean, Menahani Mili? What? All right. So I'm not falling. I'm not jumping down that rabbit hole. Okay. The great question of, you don't always have that.
You touch on Dorabanans all the time.
One second. I know, but you don't see.
Always have it.
You don't know. You know, that's not true. You don't do that all the time. In fact, normally it says on Smachta, which is the Gemara's conclusion, to look for a pus. That's why Tosfos jumps in and says, "What does Tosfos say?" You don't have to read it. Tosfos says, "Oh, it must be not." I don't think he means that they actually thought it was a Doraisa because he have a big problem. That's a big problem, a big Masoretic problem, to think that they actually thought this was an Issa D'Oraisa. That can't be. Rather, it means that I want to maintain that it was a very early Gzera. This Gzera was like, the moment Moshe came down from Sinai, it was like top 10 rabbinical decrees enacted from that moment on. Okay? I think that's an easier approach to take. All right? Meaning that it's not a reactionary idea. It's really, why did the Torah include it? That's a good question. I can answer that later. It's a good question. But let's look at what the Gemara says.
Then still,
you're right. It's still a problem. I agree with you. It's a funny problem. But so our objective is: how are we going? What are we going to learn from this Gemara? It's a fascinating Gemara. So what does it say, Akiva?
Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Ochel beKesef,
Hashbirani beAchaldi,
Umayim beKesef, Titen Li,
Vish Titi. Vishasizi. Stop. All right, so did everyone look up that pasuk and compare? What's the Gemara? What's the word right after that? The Gemara says,
Kamayim.
Stop. What's Kamayim telling you?
Like water.
Meaning? No. Kamayim is telling you what? It's to answer your question.
It's really just top visual.
Any food they got would be like Mayim, okay? In other words, it's coming. The pasuk is coming to exclude anything cooked by a god. What?
Solids.
Solids. Yeah, apple sauce and water. Baby. But right now, this is the setup the Gemara is going to have. Come on. Okay. The pasuk says that what did Moshe say to Sichon? He said, "Listen, let us go through your land. We'll buy food from you and we'll buy water from you. Basically, we're going to buy water, food and water. Now, I have no idea." There's so many questions asking this. I know. I don't want to record this part. So just like Mayim can't be what? Mayim, that's never. Okay, so again, you got to. Okay. Can you change. We don't have to be chemists here. Can you change water?
Oh, it means change.
Yeah, can you change water? No, water is always water.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, fine. You can argue ice, but that's still water. It's water. Okay.
It's
what?
Water potential. You only see water.
Right, it's always water. So the same thing by food, meaning as long as the food you always relate to as that food, and cooking doesn't change its shame, right? I don't mean cooking per se, but nothing, I shouldn't say cooking. The food itself is not subject to a change in its name, right? That would be mutter. For example, so the Gemara says, Elamata chitin. The son Klaios. Hachanami. Stop. So therefore, what would you say? Wheat kernels that you do what to them?
Bake.
So there's a shinui taking place. You roast these wheat kernels, right? Yeah. By roasting them, what should you say then? Usser, because what have you done? Not the roasting. What have you done? You've altered them, right? Meaning, any alteration done, any food that's altered is now subject to bishlakum. The alteration of the food itself is subject to bishlakum, right? Okay. So the Gemara says, but we have a problem, right? The chitema achanami. You tell me achanami. 1 second. Hatanya. We see from a different brisa. Chitin
v'asan kuyos.
Klayos.
Klayos.
Mutarin. But we know it's an open halacha. There's a brisa that tells us what. If you alter chitin, if a guy comes along and takes chitin and alters them to klayos, right? What's halacha? It's mutter. Therefore, that can't be what we're looking at from the pasuk. Strike one. Roasted wheats. Like grits. All right, that's strike one. What? Oh, yeah. Shh. Okay, yeah. Go on, Viter. So when I prepared this, I didn't do the Tosos first. I did this first, then went back to the Tosos. Okay. All right, go, Akiva. Now next. All right, so again, no, we do. We're not abandoning the Mayim analogy. It's Kamayim. Rather, what? Ma Mayim. Mibriyasan. No, Mibriyasan. Just like water is not changed from what? Or its original state. You never change water from its original state. Right? We know that from the famous heter that we would like to rely on about making coffee through the pour over on Shabbos. Because what are you really doing? It's just brown water. Okay, so you right? That's all it is. It's awesome brown water, but it's... What? Yeah, unfortunately... one second. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then what should you say? If I took wheat kernels and did what to them? Come on, what's tochin? I grind up the wheat into flour, okay? If I do that, right, if the guy does that, what should you say? It's usher, because what has he now done? He's changed it. But not... Now, right, okay, so it's not the same change as before, it's a different change. You see, this change, right, it should be usher for guy to do. So, but the Gemara says, v'hatanya... I'm sorry. Mutarin, slatot means solas meaning flour, right? So you see, if a guy grinds up wheat kernels and makes them into flour, what's the halacha? It's mutter. So that can't be that either. Strike two. So again, strike one is, what's kamayim? Is it subject to shinoi? Strike two is shinoi from bria, meaning that it's no longer what? It's no longer wheat. It's now flour. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Mibriyasan ha'or. Good.
Ha'or.
Oh, so now the Gemara's got a great answer. It says, I'll tell you what the pasuk means. It's very simple. It means, just like water, if I boil water, if I change it from its, if I, what's the change in boiling by water? Nothing. I haven't changed it from its bria, right? So again, what's the Gemara doing? It's isolating a specific process of shinui. It's saying, through the process of applying heat, right, do I effectuate a change in the water? I do not, right? I do not, don't be so fancy. For now, I don't change anything, because you're already trying to find it. I don't change anything in the water, okay? So too, the same thing should apply to food. Right? 1 second. So therefore, what would you say at this point? This is the perfect drush. Right? This would be bishlakum. Anytime a non-Jew takes food, okay, and cooks it by a fire, and subject the food to change, right? It should be aser. And we see that from the Torah. And it's a beautiful drush, except for one problem. But the Gemara says, it's an incredible answer. It's eye-opening. The Gemara says, midi orksib. There's only one problem. If that were true, what does that mean? Well, not the Torah would say midi. The word or should have been in the pasuk. Fire should have been in the pasuk. It should have said ochel shalob or tashmirini nachadi, right, or something like that. So the fact that Torah doesn't mention the word or, right, that's why it's what do you call? That's why it can't be. So therefore, what does the Gemara do? Ella. Ba'alma. Beautiful. So what's the Gemara say? Well, because when it comes to smachta, you know what smachta means? It's a code word for saying we can be very liberal insofar as our interpretation from the Torah. Okay? All right. So one second. So now, before I don't know if we're going to define this yet. I know. Midrabanan. The machal of a mishnah. Of a mishnah. Because we don't want the Jew to get comfortable eating with the non-Jew. Right? The achileno davar tame. What's going to happen? If I start eating my meals with non-Jews, I'll start eating trapas. But that's a steer in Rashi. And I'm not the one who asked that question. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos El Midrabanan of across Machat Alma. Look at the top Tosfos.
Yeah.
Perish Rashi.
Perish Rashi, the Rabbanan goes there.
Gazor Mishum.
Dechayesh. Shema. Yaachilenu Devarim.
Temeim. So Rashi seems to imply here that the reason why the Gzera of Bishlakim is because it's going to lead you to start eating things that aren't kosher, right? Yeah. But the problem is that Rashi before in the Mishnah says what? What's the reason? It's not in Tosos. What does Rashi say the reason the Mishnah is? Chasmas. Socializing. Socializing leads to this interaction, leads to intermarriage, right? That's the problem. So forget Rashi Sosa himself. But Tosos, it's funny, Tosos doesn't mention Rashi in the Mishnah, but Tosos says, listen, what is this? Why, who says this is the reason? He says, V'yoser Hayanira. Now, look at his Lashon. What does V'yoser Hayanira mean? Come on, be sensitive. What's he saying? No. But what does that mean, though? Meaning what?
Secondary.
What?
It's not like the main reason.
Right. Good. That's better. In other words, meaning Tosus isn't saying, he's not giving a knock out kasha. He's not saying you can't say it's davar tamer. He's saying that I don't think that's the real reason. It could be a reason, right? It's not the reason. It's a reason. What's the reason? Chasnas. All right. But okay, I'm just going to read because we're only running out of time. It says v'yosari nirei the farish atam shum chasnas. Now listen to this. V'chein perish akunches b'masnisin. And Rashi does mention that in the Mishnah. Rashi does say chasas in the Mishnah. Now listen to this. Now, Omer harav Rabbeinu Avram ben Rabin David, which is the Rivid, okay? I think so, yeah. Devadai shlokas asu chachamim. Now listen to this. It's true. Listen to this. It's true the chachamim ashered cooked things, okay? When kisha obit chachamim mevashlam bebeso. When is Bishul Akam Asr? It's only Asr. What? It's only Asr when? When is it Asr? Only when? When the guy cooks it in his house. Okay? So if Joe the guy calls me up and says, listen, I'm making you a lasagna, right? Where are you making it? In my house, right? He brings it over to your house, right? Asr. Aval kishahu mivashal beveso shal Yisrael. But if I invite Joe the guy over, right? And what does he do in my house? He cooks in my house, right? Kishumavasel, Kishumavasel, Vesel Shal, Ain Lachush, Lola Chasnas, Velola Shamayachalan Advarant Mayim. Okay? There's no chashash whatsoever. Why is this such a critical position? Okay, so now you're going to see an opening for why, if you have people like maids or babysitters, stuff like that, who are non Jews, you'll see there's room for them to be able to cook in your house. Not, we haven't solved the problem yet. But the problem is, we don't pass this way. Because Tosu says, V'lo hodol Rabbeinu Tam. He says, what are you talking about? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with this. Because he says, Devadai kiven sh'ovach l'chavim v'ashel. Once the guy is cooking, lo chaku klach l'chavim b'im shosah Yisrael shosah v'chavim. Where do you get this idea that, depending on where he cooks it, what premises he's cooking on, it should make any difference at all? We only care about one thing. You're right. Because if you're worried about eating something tamei, he's not going to be careful. Who cares if he's not careful in your house or in his house? What? I want you to have a svara for both sides. Right. So now the question is, so what do we have to define? One thing you have to define is the Havi and the Maskanas in the Gemara. Okay? Second thing to define is the Stir and Rashi. What does it mean that Rashi, is it really a Stir and Rashi? I think Tosfos is telling you it's not a Stira. Tosfos is telling you not a Stira. Tosfos is telling you that it's a reason, but not the reason. So why does Rashi bring that reason in? Okay, what is that reason telling you? How's he looking at Bishul Akam? And finally, what's his machlokas in Tosfos? Who cares where the guy is? Why should it matter if he's in your house or not? If he's in his house, who cares? It should be the Maisa Bishul. Once he cooks something, the issue should apply. Now, this is interesting because Tosfos is bringing this question up early on in the sugya. Is that way? This is something you could have played later on. There's a reason why he's bringing this up now. It's a critical issue in understanding the nature of the prohibition. if you understand this machlokas, and then we'll bring in the case of the we'll bring the Beis Yosef in about the case of the maid. So we'll start that tomorrow. So you have a lot to do for tomorrow. Okay, is that clear?